This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police in Dayton in the Midwestern U.S. state of Ohio say a gunman has killed 9 people and wounded 16 others. Dayton police say Saturday on his Twitter account that they had officers in the immediate vicinity when the shooting began and were able to respond and put an end to it quickly. Police say the gunman, whose identity has not been released, is dead. FBI is assisting. The shooting in the Oregon Entertainment District of the city came just hours after another mass shooting, and that is in the community of El Paso in the U.S. state of Texas, as that area continues to grieve and regroup after a shooting at a local Walmart resulted in 20 deaths and 26 additional injuries. Investigators say that the shooter went into the store with a rifle and started firing. Governor Greg Abbott.
On a day that would have been a normal day for someone to leisurely go shopping, turned into one of the most deadly days in the history of Texas.
El Paso Mayor DeMarco praised first responders and sought to allay the fears of the community.
El Paso was too strong to be broken by a cowardly act like this one. I want to assure the El Paso community that we are safe. We are safe.
President Trump said on Twitter that he had spoken to the Texas governor and had pledged a total support of the federal government. The United States and the Taliban have officially started their 8th round of negotiations in Doha, with both sides indicating that this round may be the result or may result in a deal to end the longest U.S. war in history. There seems to be some misunderstanding about the content of the agreement by both the U.S. and Taliban. Taliban views it as an agreement to withdraw foreign troops, particularly U.S. forces. The chief U.S. negotiator, Zalmay Khalilzad, views the deal differently, saying that U.S. presence in Afghanistan is conditions-based. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says that he wants to see American ground-based intermediate-range conventional missiles deployed to Asia. More from VOA's Carla Babb.
New Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he wants to see American ground-based intermediate-range missiles in Asia, missiles that until Friday were prohibited.
Yes, I would like to, but let's be clear. I'm talking about conventional weapons.
The deployment would strengthen the U.S. position against a top military competitor, China.
Because we've been talking about this for some time now, and they have, I want to say that 80% plus of their inventory is INF range systems, so it's that shouldn't surprise them that we would want to have a like capability.
Experts like Bradley Bowman of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies say that in the event of a conflict with China, the more military capabilities the United States already has in the Asia Pacific, the better. Carla Babb, VOA News, Sydney.
At least 600 people have been arrested and several beaten at an unauthorized protest in central Moscow, calling for free elections. More from Reuters' David Doyle.
Protesters were beaten on the streets of Moscow on Saturday as police cracked down on an unauthorized protest. More than 600 were detained, an independent monitor said, as they called for free elections. Among the arrested, prominent activist Lubov Sobol, pulled from a taxi moments before the demonstration was due to start and bundled into a van. She'd called on people to attend the protest, which authorities had warned was illegal. They say the timing and location of the demonstration had not been agreed in advance. Opposition activists say protests are repeatedly refused, leaving them no choice but to go ahead anyway. At a similar protest a week earlier, more than 1,000 people were detained, sometimes violently, and to widespread international condemnation.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. The Senate of Puerto Rico is set to hold public hearings Monday on the nomination of veteran politician Pedro Pierluisi to replace embattled former governor Ricardo Rossello, who resigned as promised on Friday. Rossello handpicked Pierluisi to succeed him, thrusting the U.S. territory into a new period of uncertainty after weeks of protest over Rossello's mismanagement and leaked communications in which Rossello and his advisors disparaged a range of Puerto Ricans. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.